President Trump wants to increase immigration enforcement not just along the border, but throughout the U.S. So Native American tribal leaders are preparing their members for more encounters with law enforcement. NPR immigration policy reporter Jimena Bustillo has the story.
Since Trump took office, tribal leaders are asking their members to carry their identification with them at all times. This is to prevent being arrested by immigration officials.
The history of us being misidentified is long.
That's Judith LeBlanc, executive director of the Native Organizers Alliance. Tribes from states like Utah, South Dakota, Nebraska, and more are working to get members resources in case their identity is questioned.
We have citizenship in our nations, and we are citizens of the U.S. That dual citizenship is a beautiful thing, really, in a lot of ways.
LeBlanc says tribal leaders are alarmed about reports of increased federal law enforcement activity. Tribal councils and leadership quickly began creating hotlines where members can report what's happening, putting out releases so members know their rights, and making it easier for tribal members to request their tribal ID cards.
Somebody could be picked up not having all the necessary identification forms with them, and who knows what could happen.
That's Mescalero Apache Tribal President Thora Walsh Padilla. Her tribe is within New Mexico. She was notified that a tribal member's identification was questioned by federal law enforcement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not respond to a request for comment, but they've said the agency may request identification if they encounter U.S. citizens while conducting fieldwork. The incident Walsh Padilla mentioned, paired with unconfirmed reports of encounters on Navajo Nation, prompted Southwest Democrats to write to Trump. They asked that ICE officers under Trump make sure to recognize tribal identification as they move forward. Still, concerns about law enforcement go beyond party politics.
We will be working to form broader coalitions of people who can work together for the implementation of the Constitution and the role of Congress.
LeBlanc from Native Organizers Alliance said she wants to work with other groups to ensure civil liberties are protected. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News.